Daf is Daf Zayin. So we got to the Mishnah on the top there. The Mishnah begins, Mi Shenigmar Dino, person who's got he's passed down a Gemar Din to be killed. Ubarach, he runs away. Ubalafnei Oso Bezdin. Now he comes back for some strange reason to that very Bezdin that just gave him the Gemar Din to be killed. Ein Tosin as Dino, they're not going to overturn the Din. The Gemar Din has been given over and it's final. Final is final. Komakum Shiyam Dishnaim, the Yomu Meidim Anu Bish Ploni, Shenigmar Dino, Bebezdin Shaploni. Let's say he runs away, and he goes to another Bezdin. They catch him in a different Bezdin. And two people say that we saw that this person had a Nigmar Din in this Bezdin over there. And Ploni, Ploni, Edov, and these are the following. Edim, Hareza Yarag, he gets killed. Okay, so those are the two different Edim. Whether he goes to his own, the initial Bezdin, or to a different Bezdin, and they're Edim, they don't overturn the Gemar Din. Sanhedrin, Noheges, Be'eretz, Bechutzlarts. The practice of keeping a Sanhedrin, that's not referring to the Sanhedrin of Gadol, but the Sanhedrin Ktana, which is a Bezdin of 23. They have that both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlarts. And the Mishnah says further, Sanhedrin, Hahoreges, Echad, B'Shavua. A Sanhedrin that kills one every 7 years, Nikreis Chavlanis, is called a very aggressive Bezdin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer Echad l'shivim shana. No, one every 70 years. Gemara will clarify what that means. One every 70 years is one every 70 years. That's what's called kaflanis, or one every 70 years. That's considered normal. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva Omrim. They both say ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin. Had we been sitting on the Sanhedrin, lo nerag adam me'olam, we never would have let anybody been killed. We'd have thought of some hatzala for the particular nidam. So in response to that, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, af hein marbin shofchei damim b'Yisrael. Now, if you don't kill anybody, that means you're in essence aiding and abetting the murders by allowing them to get off the hook without being punished. So you don't want to be a bezin that doesn't kill anybody, and it won't serve as a deterrent. That's the Mishnah. So Gemara says, now as medayik from the Mishnah, lifnei also bezdin hu de'ein sosin. If they bring him back to that particular bezdin, they don't overturn the case at all. They don't look into it anymore. The Gemara din's done. But ha lifnei bezdin acher. But the implication from that first line is, if they bring him back to a different bezdin, then you would be sosin also. They would look into further and perhaps overturn it. So if that's the case, the Mishnah continues to say, ha seifa, ha tani seifa, kol makom shriyam dishnayim v'yomu me'idim anu esish ploni. Shenigmar dino bebezdin ploni. If Edim say in a different bezdin, that we know that this person Ruvain who have already got a gemar din, uploni uploni edav hareza nerag, and he gets killed. So we see that you don't overturn. So it seems like there's a dig from the resha that you can be soser a din from another bezdin, and the sefer says you can't be soser a din from another bezdin. So how do you deal with the kasha? Amar bai lo kasha. Kan Be'eretz Yisrael, kan B'chutzlarts. One is in Eretz Yisrael, one is talking about Chutzlarts. Disani, the Baraita tells us. Rabbi Yehuda ben Dostai, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Baruch Me'aretz, L'Chutzlarts. Ein Tosin es Dino. Let's say Bezdin of Eretz Yisrael made a certain decision. And then he ran off to Chutzlarts somewhere. So Chutzlarts doesn't have the koach to overturn a decision that was made in Eretz Yisrael. But let's say the opposite. Let's say the Bezdin from Chutzlarts, he ran over Eretz Yisrael. Then you would be sosin as dino. Then you can overturn the din because mipnei zechus el sheret yisrael, because zechus the special hatzala Rashi explains mipnei zechus el sheret yisrael ulai perhaps toil limtso lo pesach shel zechus, perhaps from the avira de ari yisrael the eretz yisrael might have a special zechus. It might help him find the way out. So therefore, we would look into the case further if he runs some chutzlarts to eretz yisrael. Yes, that Pashas is Avira, the Gemara Bavas is Avira, the Darisel Machke makes you smarter, right? That's Pashas. Which gets into a whole other discussion, then why we learn the Bavli over the Yushalmi, if really Yushalmi is a more superior Gemara. So Gemara says, Sanhedrin, Noheges, Vechule. So, Menahani Mila, how do we know that you have a Sanhedrin both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlarts? The Tanur Bar, the Brisa says, V'hayu elu lachem l'chukas mishpat l'dorisechem. They should be for you for forever, for generations. So Lamadnu, we learn from here, L'dor Seichem, L'Sanhedrin, Shono Heges, B'aretz, U'B'chutzarts. From the fact that it says, I think the drush is in the word L'dor Seichem. Im Kein, Ma Tamalor B'Sharecha. So then why did it say B'Sharecha, every single one of your gates? Once we say L'dor Seichem, it should be everywhere. So why do you have to specify Sharecha? That's obvious. So where it says, B'Sharecha, Tamoshiv Bati Dinim, B'chol Pelach U'Pelach. year for year. In Sharecha, in Eretz Yisrael, there has to be a Beis Din in every single gate, in every single village, in every single city. It has to be a separate Beis Din. Ubechutzlarts, Ata Moshe Bechol Pelech Pelech. In Chutzlarts, you only have to have a Beis Din, let's say, of the county, but the Ata Moshe Bechol year for year. But you don't have to have a separate Beis Din for each particular city. That's the difference. So for some reason, Eretz Yisrael has more about the Dinim than they do in Chutzlarts. And the Mefarshim try to explain why this is. Now, the simple reasoning is, again, there are three reasons why the Rishon bring down why you need so many Batei Dinim. The Pashas is, you need so many Batei Dinim just for pragmatic reasons. So they're accessible. You have a Din Torah, you go to a Beis Din. So every single Shar, every single Ear, every single Pelach. The other approach that's brought down, it seems from the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, he says, the reason why you need so many Batei Dinim is not for them coming to the Din Torah, for them to have a positive impact on everybody there. The more Batei Dinim, the more Dayanim, then the more positive impact they will have on everybody else. And the third approach, which is kind of the opposite of the second approach, is that it's supposed to be there as a deterrent, as a fear factor. The more Batei Dinim, the more police officers and judges you have throughout, it's going to deter people from doing anything wrong. So it's either to be available for people to bring a Din Torah, to have a positive impact, or perhaps to serve as a deterrent. Gemara says now, quotes the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Horeges v'chulei, Ibailahu, Achas l'shivim shana nikreis chavlanis. When we said one every 70 years, does that mean that's called chavlanis, that's already considered an aggressive Beis Din? O dilma orich arohi, or maybe one every 70, that's considered normal, that's a good ratio. Take, Gemara doesn't know. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Me'ilu, Hayinu v'chulei. They said, had they been on the Sanhedrin, they would never have killed anybody. How would they do that? If the Eidim come and say they saw this and they passed the Drish Chakiras, so how could you find the Hatzalah? What's the way out? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damri Tavaya, they both explain, Risem Trefa, did you see a Trefa Harag? Shalim Harag? The person who was killed, you don't know this status, maybe he was already a Trefa. Trefa is a person who can't live very long. Usually 12 months is what we say, he can't live very long. So maybe the person you killed was a Trefa, which is considered already dead, even though he was walking and breathing, but maybe he only had a few days left in his life. So a person called, that's what we knew, a guy for sure was a Trefa. We knew already he had only a few days left to live. And a person kills him, that person would not be Chayiv Misa, it wouldn't be considered murder. He's already considered dead. So they ask him, was the person who killed, was he a Shalim, was he healthy, or was he Trefa? So you don't know, it's a Safek. We're not going to kill this guy Ruvain, because maybe he killed the Trefa. And then the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Imtim Salomar Shalim Hava. And let's say he was Shalim. Let's say he was healthy. Dilma B'malkum Saif, Nekev Hava. Maybe where they checked his body, and they checked and they found he was Shalim. He had no holes in his lungs, or everything was healthy. They did a hole. So then, let's say, maybe exactly where the knife went in, maybe there was a hole there already. And they thought the hole came about because he punctured with a knife. But maybe there's a hole in that heart already before he punctured, but you don't know. So still, maybe he's a trefa. There's no clear eye that he was a shalim before he was killed. And let's say it comes to Bol has erva. How do you get out of that one? Two Adim see erva going on. Hey chav avdu, how do they get out of that one? So Abai v'Rava, Damri Tavai, they both say, Re'isim k'mechol b'shefaferis. Do you see the actual maisa? No, you didn't see the actual maisa. So therefore, maybe it didn't happen. Maybe you're just making stories up, and we can't trust you. So Rabbanan hechidaini. So how about the Rabbanan, who do say they allowed people to kill based on Aden? They would think that Beis Din can kill someone based on Arayos. So if they didn't see the actual maisa of Era, and what's the grounds for killing anybody for Erva? So they hold like Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, B'menafim, Mishiru, B'kimenafim, the pasuk that the Gemara explains. When they appear like they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing, that's enough information for us to know to kill these people for being involved in Arayos. Hajar Allah, Ketzin Ha'idim. The new mission, the second parak begins, Elu Heina Golan. The following are examples of people who get sent to Golus. Now the basic klal is, Hahorig Nefesh Bishkaga. The person who kills an individual Bishogeg, he gets sent to Golus. So the Gemara, the Mishnah rather goes on to explain. Hayab ma'agel b'ma'agela v'nafla lov. So what's going on here? If you look at Rashi, the first Rashi on the new mission of the parak, Hayab ma'agel b'ma'agela. Tachen hayuga gosein b'tit. They used to cover the rooftops with some type of mud or tar. V'agagos lo hayu mishupun. Their rooftops were not slanted, they were flat. Aval hatit mishapin mat. So when they place the mud or tar on top, they make it a little bit slanted, so all the rain, kadesh yuzuv hamayim, the rain falls off. V'tachen oso b'chatichas eitz. They'd have a piece of wood, ava, a thick piece of wood. V'chalka, it was very smooth. Uba, with it, v'beis yad, they had a handle. V'dochvo l'tzadah shipur. And they would go back and forth smearing the tar in order to make it a slanted direction. And then they would chosev moshva, they'd push it and pull it and push it and pull it. And v'chosev v'dochvo v'hatid mismamerech memachlik. It ends up spreading in a nice slanted way. U'b'dichifasa, when you push it up, koreu ma'gal. That's what's called ma'gal. U'mishichasa, when you pull it back down, koreu moshech. That's called pulling in the Mishnah. So after having that now that image, the Mishnah says again, Hayamagel b'magel, if he's pushing up, and then v'naflala, but then it falls down on someone below, he drops that wood, v'haragto, and kills someone, or hayamishal shebechavis, where he's pulling up barrel, v'naflala, and drops v'haragto, and kills someone below, hayayorid b'sulam, he's going down the sulam, v'naflala, v'haragto, going down, all the cases I said are going down. Magela is going down. Mishal shows he's lowering the chavis. He's going down the sulam. All those cases, if he falls on someone else, enough all over hagto and kills someone below. Hareza gola. That's a situation where he gets gullus. That's b'shogeg. He didn't mean to do it. It happened accidentally. Havaim haya moshech magela. If he's pulling and he's going in an upwards direction, but then falls down, hagto and kills someone, or he had dole b'chavis, or he's pulling up a chavis, and then nifsak hachevel, and then the rope snaps, but nafla lav and falls below, and v'hagto kills someone below, and then going on to Amin Beis now, haya ola basulam, he's climbing up the ladder, v'nafla lav and drops and falls down and lands on someone, hargo and kills someone, hareze eno gola, those are cases where the person doesn't get golos. We'll see why that is, and zak klal, this is the rule, you have to know this principle well. Anything that the guy's motion or thrust was in a downward motion and that killed someone accidentally, he gets gullus. If he's not going down, meaning he's going in an upwards motion, and then he ends up killing someone, ain't no gola. In that case, he does not get gullus. The Gemara is going to explain why that. Gemara will explain why, which direction, why it makes a difference. Gemara says, now, how do I know this to be the case, that you only get killed, this is your question, that you only get gullus rather, b'derech yirida? So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Gzeres HaKasev, v'yipol alav v'yamos, when you fell down and you killed him, ad shipol derech nefilis. Gzeres HaKasev, according to this, only b'derech yirida, and it causes a death, does one get gullus. Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, b'shkaga, pratlemezit. So only when a person kills b'shkaga, the pasuk says, do you get galus, as opposed to if he did it b'mezit, he would not get galus. Bivlidas, without being aware, pratlemiskaven, as opposed to if he had intent for something. Does Rashi explain miskaven here? Rashi does not. Sorry, what was that? Okay. Fine. Gemara says Mezid Pshita Bar Katalahu. By Mezid, of course, he doesn't get gullus. He gets killed. The guy who's a murderer, the Mezid, he gets killed. So Amar Rava Ema Prat Omer Mutter. No, a strange case here. But let's say a guy thinks it's mutter to kill person. He thinks it's mutter to kill another Jew. Whatever reason he thinks that's the case. So he tells himself it's mutter to kill. So that person's not called Mezid. So Gemara says Amar Leah Abaye says E Omer Mutter Anasu. If you're talking about Omer Mutter, that's not called mezid. Rashi says anusu heyach hu korea mezid. Right above, when the Braisa says shkaga is to exclude mezid, so it can't be where a guy killed someone on purpose, because that guy needs to be killed for killing the mezid. So now we're reinterpreting mezid as a case where the guy thought it was okay. So he killed the guy willingly, but he thought it was actually okay. He didn't think he did anything wrong by doing that. So then the Gemara says that's honest. That guy, he never was taught in the yeshiva that murder is usur. So that's considered honest. So the person who's honest doesn't get any punishments. So Amar La Le Shani Omer Ha Omer Mutter Karav LeMezidu. Now I think Omer Mutter is Karav LeMezidu. He's not really honest. There's a machlokes where the guy says Omer Mutter. Is that considered honest? Meaning the guy, he just wasn't taught properly? Or no, the guy, that's ridiculous. Who would think, whoever has some level of seichel, who would ever think that it's mutter to kill someone? Even if he was never taught that, and he never learned the psukim, he never learned the Aseret Dibros, who would ever think that's mutter to kill another person? So even though he doesn't know for sure, that's pretty much karav lemezid. So the opinion of Rava holds Omer Mutter is karav lemezid, and Abai holds that it's anus.
Omer Mutter karav lemezid only apply here with murder, or is that by all things?
I only recall this coming up by murder. I'm not sure if it comes out elsewhere. Maybe the Gemara Sanhedrin says by avodah zarah also. I don't remember.
Is he saying it as a klal or just?
Right now we have just here. I don't know if it's meant to be a global statement or not. Let's look at for a second if the Ein Mishpat, the source of Shas rather, quotes this statement anywhere else. It's only quoting it in Makos. So I'm not sure if it's meant to be a global statement. So it's, that would be important halacha to know, but I'm not sure. Okay, the Gemara now says further, Bivli Das, we said Pratlam is Kavin. So the only time a guy gets gullus if he did it without Das, as opposed to doing it with Kavana, Miskavin Pshita, Bar Kadolahu. If he had intent on killing the person, so of course the guy doesn't get gullus, he gets killed. Rabba says, no, Pratlam is Kavin, Laharogesa Behema, Vaharogesa Adam. Lakusi, Vaharogesa Yisrael. The Nefa, Vaharog Ben Kaima. He had Kavana to kill something that was permitted to be killed, but it ends up killing a Jew. He wanted to kill an animal, but instead he accidentally shot a person. He wanted to kill a Goy, and instead he shot a Jew. He wanted to kill a Nephil, a stillborn, and instead he killed a son who's a Ben Kayama. So those are the cases where it's Miskaven, where he would not get gullus in those cases. Tanur Bar in the Braisa says, now, Imim Bipesa, if it happened suddenly, so that's when it's a situation one would get gullus, Prat le Karen Zavis, as opposed to a Karen Zavis. Karen Zavis is a corner. The guy is turning the corner. Look at Rashi in the top, three lines down. Bepesa prat le Karen Zavis. Shaloshin pesa hu besamach. It means right next to you. Kidma karmina mit takif prat le Karen Zavis. Im haya ze yote mi mavoi ze v'nichas leze lefanos leyamin. The guy is leaving the alleyway and he turns to his right. All the smaller turns to his left. He's walking with a knife in his hand and turns sharply to the right or to the left. The guy comes from that corner. You're walking down the street and you can't see what's going on around the corner. You're walking out with your knife, make a sharp turn into a guy's chest. So that's a case where you would not get gullus in that case. That's probably Karen Zavis. Pes has to mean just suddenly where I guess the guy is walking straight with a knife and you hit the person. Now, some of these exclusions where the guys don't get gullus, sometimes it's because the exclusion is such a severe case and it's karv lemezid, he doesn't deserve gullus, or sometimes it's not anything at all, it's almost honest where he doesn't need gullus, he doesn't need such a kapara. So the guy who's walking down the corner, he didn't know any better, so I guess yesh lachkor, maybe he should have been paying attention more, or one would say, maybe no, he had no idea a guy was around the corner, so he's completely honest in that case, and therefore doesn't need a kapara of gullus. Hey, Vaiter, the Gemara says, below Eva, the person who kills the individual can't have any animosity, they cannot have any history of hatred with each other. That's when he gets gullus. Prat lesone, but if, let's say, they were enemies, so then we assume that it was someone, even though he did it looking like it was shogeg, we assume there was some intent there, and since there was some level of intent, we would not give him gullus. Then the pasuk says, hadafo, what does that mean? Hadafo means shedachlo begufo, where you pushed him, oh, hishlich alav, or you threw it on him. What does this mean? Lahavi yurida shitzarach aliyah. These extra words here, these are very complicated. All these psukim by Ritzich are very, very complicated. How to figure out the exclusions and the inclusions. So we said above that yurida, only a person does a downwards motion and kills someone accidentally, does he get gullus. If he does an upwards motion, he doesn't get gullus. So this case here, the pasuk says, it's referring to a yurida that's tzarach aliyah. Say a guy does a downwards thrust in order to go up and do an upwards, thrust with a knife, but he's going down to go up. What's that din? Is that considered a yurida? Or since it's tzarach aliyah, do we classify that as an aliyah? So the Mishnah Gemara says, based on these extra psukim, we say it's a yurida, tzarach aliyah is considered a yurida, and you would get gullus for that. Below tzediyah, without ambush, the pasuk means, problem is kavein. To exclude a case of miskavin letadzeh v'hal chalo letadacher, as opposed to a case where he intend for one area and end up going to a different area. Let's look if there's a Rashi explaining that case a little bit clearer. Right, Rashi just said blot tzidia, even though it means not to ambush. The drash is lashon tzidid, sides. Shlo miskavin letadzeh lasad sheni. He didn't have intent for that place and end up killing on that place. That's the same idea. That's not having kavana. Then he would be pater from gullus in that case. Then the pasuk says, "Vasher lo tzada," that he, again, another pasuk that says he didn't ambush either. Prat lemiskavin lizrok shtayim v'zark arba. To exclude a case where he intended on throwing, let's say, two amos, but ended up going four amos, since it didn't do what he wanted to do, he would not get gullus. Ashayavol Esreu Bayar. The Pasuk says, there are many, by the way, there are many psukim in the Torah that have to do with Ritzicha. Again, a few places in the Chumash, and all very, very unclear what's going on. So there's yet another Pasuk that says that you enter into the Yar, into the forest with your friend. What does that, a forest with your friend? What does that have to do with anything? So Gemara makes a drasha, Ma Yar, Rishus, Lenizak, Lamazik, Likanesh, Lasham. Just like a forest. No one owns a forest. You and I both have the same right to be there. So the Mazik and the Nizak both have the right to be there. So too, that's when you get galus for killing someone in a neutral territory. Aval kol rishus lenizak, af kol rishus lenizak lamazik likanish lasham. So do any other neutral area that's not owned by either one, and the murder takes place there, that's where it would be galus, like the rishus rabim or a shuk. But if it took place in, let's say, the Mazik's property, then he wouldn't necessarily get to Gullus. If it took place in the Nizak's property, it seemed he wouldn't get Gullus either. Has to be like a Yar, where it's Rishus Lishneim.
What happens when you don't get Gullus? I don't understand it.
Right.
Is he hired for in front of a person?
Good question.
Right.
Good. So we're going to get to Rodev Gol Adam. We'll get to that later on. But the guy that gets killed, let's say he kills someone bemazed. So if they're Edim and Asra, he gets killed. Right.
Yeah, right.
But let's say he gets me, he kills, but there are no Edim.
These other cases here I'm talking about.
Right. So any other case, you have to figure out, so he doesn't get Gullus. We'll have to see later on whether or not the Gol Adam is allowed to chase him. I believe Pashas is that the Gol Adam may not chase him. You're only allowed to chase him if he has Hatzalah.
Yeah,
but at the same time, he's still...
Innocent,
well, no, he may not be innocent. We just don't have enough grounds to to kill. Yeah.
Like Hillary, yeah.
Right. So that's the case. Okay. Gemara says further, Ba'imine Rabbi Abahu me Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abahu asks from Rabbi Yochanan, Haya ola basulam v'nishmat hashleva mitachtav. Say, guy's climbing the ladder, and one of the rungs slips from underneath him, v'nafla v'harga, and that rung falls and kills someone below, mahu. Kiai gavna aliyahi. Oh, you read it. Is that considered up? Because the guy is going up the ladder. That's his overall motion. But he's stepping down onto the rung. So the foot was stepping down, but his body was going up. So how do you classify that? Maisa. Amrlei, Kfar Nagata. We already dealt with this case that the Yerida, Shitzarach Aliyah, it's considered Aliyah. So we know the answer to that. A Yerida, Letzarachari, he stepped down in order to bring himself up. That's called a Yerida. No, whenever you climb the ladder, so your foot goes above the rung and then you step onto the rung. The only way to get to the rung is to go slightly above it, the next step, and then you press onto that rung to pull yourself up.
Yeah, but the action that happened was him going down.
No, he's climbing up.
But then it broke. So he was up and then he came down. He wasn't going up at the time.
No, but that Yerida, the purpose of the Yerida was to help him elevate himself. It was Letzarach Aliyah. So even though you...
He made it.
Granted, still. But since it was Letzarach Aliyah, so you're saying, you want to say, you have a question from the previous Gemara. In general, whenever you have a Yerida, Letzarach Aliyah, so that's the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara ends up answering like what you're saying. We don't view this as an Aliyah. Lemaisa, maybe that's why we pass him that way. That Yerida, Letzarach Aliyah is a Yerida. Because Lemaisa, he wasn't going up at all. So that's how he passed it anyways. That Yerida L'tzarach Aliyah is considered Yerida, and he would get Gullus. So asks the Gemara, Esivei. Zeklal, the Mishnah told us at the end a certain rule. Whenever there's a Zeklal, it always comes to include something. So it says, Zeklal, kol shebederach Yeridasa, gola. Shelo bederach Yeridasa, eino gola. Anything that's in upwards motion would result in Gullus. Anything that's not in upwards motion would not get Gullus. So shelo b'derech yiridasa lasuyemai. That klal, when we say it's not not a downwards motion, what's that coming to include? A case where he wouldn't get gullus, where it's not up, where it's not yirida. My lav lasuyekei gavne is not coming to tell us the one area that wasn't addressed in the Mishnah was a yirida l'tzarchaliyah was never addressed. So is that not what's referring to at the end when it says a shelo b'derech yiridasa ain't a gola? That's our case. That's probably our case of. Yerida Letzarach Aliyah is considered an Aliyah, and there shouldn't be Gullus. Again, it's what we just passed above. To which the Gemara asks, what do you mean? L'tameich, according to your right reasoning, that you're bringing a limud from the end of the line of Zeklal. Look at the beginning of the Zeklal. What's the first half of that klal teaching us where it says, Kol Shebederech Yeridasa Lasu Yemai, where it says anything that's in a downward motion gets Gullus. What's that case coming to include? So Ella, Le'asuye Kotav, Hachanami la suya katav. What's this referring to here? Let's see. The sign of the Baraita tells us, katav sheyem a katzev. So what's a katav? That's like a carpenter, I think, no?
Butcher.
A butcher? Okay. So a butcher, let's say, who is let's say, makatev is cutting. So tana chada lefanav. One Baraita says, lefanav is cutting in front of him, he's chayiv. If it's la'achorav, it's patav. It's behind him, he's patav. Tani idach, the other Baraita says, no, the opposite. La'achorav chayiv, if he's cutting behind him, then he's chayiv. But if it's lefanav, it's patav. And there's yet a third Baraita, tani idach, bein lefanav, bein la'achorav chayiv. Regardless of front or back, he's always chayiv. And then there's a fourth Baraita, tani idach, bein lefanav, bein la'achorav patav. So you have all four permutations, a four-way machlokas. How do we deal with this four-way machlokas? So lo kasha, kan v'irida shelefanav v'aliyah shelachorav. The one where the Yerida, he goes down in the front and then he hacks back upwards. So the backwards is the upwards motion. That's where we say the Lefanav is Chayiv since he's going Yerida. And the backwards is an Aliyah, that's why you're Pater. The other case of the Brice is Kan Be'aliyah Shelefanav. No, he's doing an upward thrust in the front and Yerida, he chops that back down behind him. That's Yerida Shelacharav. In that case, Lefanav is Pater and La'acharav is Chayiv. Kan Be'irida Shelefanav is Shelacharav. One is where he's going down both in the front and the back. So then you're chayiv for both. And the final case is kan ba'aliyah shelefanav v'shel achrav. One is where both the front and the back was an upwards thrust, in which case he's going to be patur in both scenarios. So apparently our Mishnah, where it says zeklal, is going to include those different scenarios of upwards and downwards thrusts in front and in back. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, lema katanai. Let's say that this whole discussion is a machlokas tonight about, again, the how to classify a Yerida, the Tzarech Aliyah, is that a Yerida or is that an Aliyah? Let's suggest it's really a Machlokas tonight. What's this Machlokas? Last narrow line. Hayaola Basulam, the guy's climbing the ladder of Nishmata Shleva Matachtav, and the rung falls out. Tani kills someone. Tani Chad Chayiv, Tani Idach Pater. So one says you're Chayiv, one says you're Pater. So what's the Machlokas? My La, Baha, Kamiflagi, they're arguing with this very point. Mar Savar Yuridahi. One thinks that this Yurida, Letzarech Aliyah, is called a Yurida, and that's where your Chayiv Gullus. However, Mar Savar, the other opinion holds, no, it's an Aliyah. Since you're trying to go up, it's classified as an Aliyah, and then he would be Pater from Gullus. So that's the Gemara's initial suggestion. The Gemara says, lo, not true. The Chuli Alma Aliyah, everyone agrees it's an Aliyah, but that Yurida, Letzarech Aliyah, is classified as an Aliyah. Ah, so why does one opinion think you're Chayiv Gullus if it's an Aliyah? For Lokasha, Kan l'nezik and kan l'gullus, two different cases. The Gemara never said what happened to the person below. If the guy got killed below, so then you don't get gullus, because it's, if we're, according to this understanding at least, we're saying that Yerida l'tzarech aliyah is called aliyah, so you don't get gullus for an aliyah. Now this is against what we said before. But the other Bryce that says, no, the rung fell down and hit a guy in the head and damaged him, he needs stitches, so then he'd be chayiv to pay nezikin. That's the first suggestion. Then the Gemara says, "Ibai zei mahavha legalus." No, maybe both cases legalus, which means there's a gra there. Where's the gra? Different gear cells. Let's just take what we have in front of us. They're both legalus. Lokasha ha de asliya ha de la asliya. What does that mean? Asliya. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains the ha de la asliya. It's around 10 airlines up. Chayiv shekol shliva shetliya. It bends a little bit. It's weak. I think lashon of prior to last, where the worm gets it gets a little weaker, so it bends a little bit. And vim lo hitliya ein kan yirida. So I said before, when the guy steps on the rung, he's pressing down. So Gemara says not true. Even though my foot might be going down, the what you're saying, may the rung stay straight. It's strong. Nothing's moving in the ladder. So he's saying, no, that's goof of the machlokas. Was that rung a weak rung or not? If it's weak, where it gives a little bit, so then his pressing down causes the ladder to go down a little bit, and then that would be considered a yurida, and if he kills someone below, he would get a gullus. But if it's a very strong rung where it doesn't really bend at all, so then there's no yurida to talk about, and if it kills someone below, we classify it as an aliyah, in which case it doesn't result in gullus. And then the third suggestion is Ibai Zema, Havaha de lo isle, both cases where it's not weak. It's a very strong rung. But lo kasha, ha de mehadik, ha lo de mehadik. It depends how tight the rung is in the ladder. Look at Rashi, last few Rashis before the Mishnah. He says, ha de mehadik, Im haisa shliva mali anakav shehit chuvabo, if it fits nicely into the holes of the ladder and it's stuck in there, achuzi off it, held well, ein kan derech yirida upater. There's no yirida, it doesn't give it all, it's so tightly in there, then therefore the guy, if he kills someone below, be pater. But if it's lomahavik, but it's not tightly fitting in, it's a little bit loose, so when the guy steps on it, the rung is shaking a little bit, and then it falls and kills somebody, then that'd be considered yirida, and would result in galus. Beautiful, let's do the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nishmat habarzel mekaso harag. So let's say the guy's busy hacking at a tree with an axe, and the barzel, sharp end, the metal, comes off, makasa, from the handle, and harag kills someone. So what's halacha? Rebbe Omer eino gola, the guy doesn't get gullus. Chamim omerim gola, he does get gullus.
Isn't the Actually, the Talmud says that's the example.
So the Gemara very good. The Gemara is going to explain. They're arguing how to understand that pasuk. Very good. That pasuk that you're referring to, that's the machlokas here. How do you interpret it?
Sorry.
No. So the Gemara says further, min ha'etz hamitzbakea. Let's say he hits the tree and then a piece of wood comes flying out from the tree and kills someone. Rabbi Omer, in that case, you get gola. And Chacham Omer eino gola. So they have a machlokas of each case here. They say the opposite of each other. Again, first is the metal, I'm not sure what part of the axe you call that, comes flying off. The blade? Okay, there we go. The blade, that works. So the blade goes off and kills someone, and versus the wood killing someone, they say the opposite. So the Gemara explains, Tanya, Amar Lehem, Rebbe Lechachamim. The Rebbe say to the Chachamim, the Chi Nemar, let's get the pasuk on the side here, that Abe was referring to here. The pasuk is, Asher Yavo, I'm reading the side. Asher Yavo, it's where Eyu Bayar, you enter the forest with your friend. Lachtov eats him in order to cut some tree and wood. Vinidcha yado begarzen lechros haetz. Vinosha barzels, and it leaves your hand, and the barzel goes flying min haetz from the tree. Umatzes Reyu ends up finding your friend, and mace who. So yonos elachas, you have to run to one of the cities, ha'il v'chai, and this way you could live. So how do we interpret the pasuk where it says, Vinoshel habarzel miatzo, where it flies from the tree? So Gemara explains. Again, the Gemara says, "Amar lehem Rabbi Elachav Chamim v'chi nemar." Does it say v'nashal habarzel mi'atzo? But lo nemar ela min ha'etz. Not the atzo, not from his tree, but it says from the tree. What's the difference here? So it says Rashi, nothing. What's the difference here?
Is it mi'atzo from the wood?
From the wood.
Because then it would be from the axe.
Wood handle of the axe.
Oh, the atzo, the eights of the barzel.
Yeah. It's from the wood.
Yeah, so if nasha barzel miatzo, if the barzel comes from the handle, its own handle, the blade goes flying off. It doesn't say that. It says if the eights from the eights, from the tree itself, goes flying off. That's when you get gullus. So that's why Rebbe says in the Mishnah, only if you get killed from the eights does one get gullus. But if you get killed from the blade, one wouldn't get gullus. V'od, moreover, nemar eights lamata, nemar eights lamala. Eight refers to from the actual tree. Hamispakea, that's being hit. So to the pasuk that we're referring to is referring to wood flying from the actual tree and not referring to the blade flying from the handle. So Amar Rabbi Chir Ba'ashi, Amar Rav, Shem Mikra Echa Darsha. They both are darshaning the same pasuk. The Nashal Habarzel Minayitz. That pasuk they're arguing about. Rabbi Savar Yeshem Lemesaris. Vinishel, right, the way, the Mesorah versus the Mikra. Mesorah is the way it's written, the Mesorah of how to keep it in the Torah, and the Mikra is the way it's read. So Rebbe goes based on the way, the Mesorah, the way it's written, Vinishel, Ksiv, it's written Vinishel. V'Rabbanan Tzavri Yeshein L'Mikra, the way it's read, it's Vinoshal Krinan. Right, Vinishel is talking about passive, where it falls off, and Noshal is referring to active. Okay, so how does that help us out here? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Yesh aim lemesoris." The mesorah we have, how it's written, "Kamasha nimsra ksav shel teva lemoshe anu tzichin ledarsha." The way it's written in the Torah, v'lo lefi mikra. Not the way it's read. Kishata kore. The way you when you read it, v'noshal ata mosiv havara shel aleph. You add in aleph there. Noshal is an extra aleph there almost. Oshel hey be nun l'shin. The na is something extra. That's not how the simple way to read it without nekudas is. Ulafimasaurus vinishal ksiv, that's even though you know we typically write it with a yud, if really without the yud, the way it's written without nekudas should be nishal. Uperusha nishal shehishil habarzel minait hamispakea umatzes reyu. The way it's the mesorah is where the blade sorry, the other way around, where the wood comes flying off. So that's why Rebbe holds, based on the Masorah, if the wood comes flying off, that's when you get gullus. But Rebbe says, no, nashal, referring to the blade, when you strike it and the blade goes flying off with your thrust, that's when one gets gullus. Okay. Gemara now says, this Rebbe Yeshayim of Masorah Sfile, does Rebbe really say you go based on the Masorah of the way it's the ksav is? Is that really true? But doesn't the Gemara say further? We'll go, let's read a few more lines here. Top of Chesam and Aleph. V'homer Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Amar Rav Yochanan Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda Ben Roet. Ube Shammai. Rebbe Shun. Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe's on this list. The Kulo Sfir Lehayyesh Eim LeMikra. They go based on Mikra and not Mesorah. So Gemara says, Hainu the Kamer Luvod. That's why he had another ode. Meaning, that wasn't his only concern, Rebbe, that Eim Mesorah versus Mikra. He had the other concern also of it. Pasuk Eitz here means from the tree, and the Eitz there also must mean from the tree. So that's why he had the double question for that reason. Okay, should we go to the Mishnah, or? Yeah, we should do it, yeah? Yeah, well, okay, fine, let's do it. Gemara now says, Amar Papa. Our Papa says, Man deshade pisa ledikla. A person throws a pizza, which is a mound of dirt, Rashi, a clump of dirt, and you throw it at a dikla, at a date tree, v'asar tamre, and the dates begin to fall, v'asar tamre v'katil, it ends up killing someone. You threw it at the tree, and the date killed someone heavy and someone below. So this is banim lachlokas Rebbe Rabbanim. This is that very machlokas of Rebbe versus Rabbanim. Remember, hitting the tree and a piece of wood flying out, killing someone, that's like me throwing the date and that date killing someone. That's the same exact machlokas. Pshita. Obvious. We didn't need anyone of Rapapa to tell us that. And it's very obvious to take the very parallel cases. What's the chiddush of Rapapa? So, Mal, the same, what would you have thought? Kikocho koch dummy, kamashmalan. You might think that your koch of throwing it, your koch kocho, you throw it, that's one force. And the drop is another force. Maybe that should be viewed as the initial force of killing someone. That should be more direct, for some reason, in this case, more so than the axe case. Just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Mal de se maha l'rebi kocho kikocho kocho dami upater sheharagav haya koach rishon. That was the first to enter force. V'neshir tatamarim haya koach sheni. That was the second force. So maybe in this case, Rebbe would think this is not viewed as one koch, it's viewed as two kochos. Kamash Blan says Rashi, Sharegev kegarzon, Vatmam kikisem hanites. It's viewed as really one act. In the case of hitting the tree and the wood flying off, that was viewed as one act, according to Rebbe. But they're suggesting maybe the case where I throw some dirt at the date and the date drops, that might be viewed as two separate acts for some reason. Because again, there's some distance. When I'm hitting the tree, so my impact, that created the first impact, that wood flying, that's really considered one koch of mine hitting it. When I hit the baseball, hitting the baseball, that's really one. That's one hit. That's one swing. It's not two. So the suggestion is, when I throw it at the date, though, that's really one. There's a separation from it leaving my hand, the dirt, to hitting the dates. Then the date is considered the second act. So maybe in that case, even Rebbe would agree, it wouldn't result in gullus. Kamash Milan, my throwing of the dirt is considered, and the date falling is considered one long action. Excuse me, one koach. Yeah, like very like Charles, exactly. Very similar to Charles, very good. So Gemara says, so that's the case. If you view my throwing of the dirt to the date, and the date dropping, it's really one koach. So Ella, koach, kochol, Rebbe Heicha Mishkachasla. How do you ever find that there are two acts? When do you ever have domino effects where you view them as two different acts? Where did he draw the line? Let's say I throw it at the date, and the date drops onto a banana, and the banana hits the watermelon, and the whole thing, and it kills someone. Is that also considered one koach for Rebbe? When the Gemara talks about cases of koach koch all the time, does Rebbe ever admit to there ever being two steps and two actions in these cases? So Gemara says yes. Kegon deshade pisa umachi legarma vaza garma umach lekabza vaza tamir vekatel. Okay, it's a whole wild case here. Let's get some of the translations here though. You shade the pisa, you threw a dirt umachi legarma, and Rashi explains garma is who eats hacharios shatmarim tulin etzlo. It's these types of trees that dates grow near them. And also garma, now that tree, umachi, hits lekabsa. A kabsa is a Rashi de Eshkel of Tamarim, hamukbatim yachad, a cluster of dates now. Vasatamra, vasil tamri, and then it hits one date, and that date ends up killing someone. So for whatever reason, that's another step into that process. Then Rebbe will agree that's considered koach koko and would not result in gullus. Yeah, exactly. Everyone have a wonderful night.